current state on WKAR, a Muslim faith leader in southeast Michigan has recently returned home from a long trip. It was not the time-honored pilgrimage to Mecca, which all Muslims are encouraged to do at least once during their lifetimes. Instead, Jamil Syed toured America, visiting mosques in all 50 states. Current state's Kevin Lavery has more on his journey. Kevin, Mr. Syed is a muezzin, which is a special position in the Islamic faith, right?
It is, Mark. A muezzin is the person who calls the faithful to prayer several times each day. The call to prayer is a cherished aspect of Islam, so it's a very well-respected title. Jamil Syed is affiliated with the Islamic Association of Greater Detroit in Rochester Hills. He set out on his trip on April 3rd, and I asked him about the first stop on his tour.
The first one was the Islamic Society of North America, located in Plainfield, Indiana. And that is what many consider to be like the largest Islamic organization, you know, in North America, called ISNA. And that was a wonderful opportunity for me. I was received very well. I had apprehension with regards to how I would be received, you know, on the road, you know, from people outside the Islamic faith. Because, you know, when CARE, Council of American Islamic Relations, you know, put my trip onto their page, it received a lot of attention, a lot of positive attention, but it also received the attention of those people who would be hate mongers, you know, very, very radical thinking, you know, we started getting messages through the email, you know, and, you know, stuff that I'm just not used to dealing with, you know, so, and we really quickly realized that, you know, this isn't just a flight to one place and back, you know, we're going to be on the road for 50 days or 35 days rather. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect, you know. So I would say from my first stop in Plainfield, Indiana, to my last stop in Michigan, I have been received from people outside of the Islamic faith whenever I engage them and educated them on the project which I'm doing in the best manner possible. I mean, it's very, very encouraging. I didn't have one negative experience, not from one person.
I'm wondering if you have had any particularly memorable moments anywhere in the country where a conversation, a moment in time stuck out in your memory. Maybe somebody came to you with a whole different perspective on Islam after they finished talking with you that they'd never seen before.
On the flight in the airport, and it was a very well-traveled person, you know, and he was, and his wife, you know, were traveling, as a matter of fact, to Alaska. And when we found out about it, you know, or they found out about my trip, you know, they put some phone calls in for people to meet me there. Right before I met the person who was supposed to pick me up, we went over there and the guy dropped all sorts of information about Alaska. He said he'd be more than happy to help me out and, you know, was very, very helpful, offered everything that he had, literally, if you need a ride, you need a place to stay, everything. You know, that was all on the strength of the one conversation I had in the airplane.
We're talking with Jamil Syed, a Muslim muezzin, or caller to prayer, who has recently returned from a national tour. He visited mosques in all 50 states. Jamil, your trip took place at the same time that we had two fairly high-profile events in the United States. Shortly after you left in April, Joukar Tsarnaev was found guilty of carrying out the Boston Marathon bombing. Then in early May, there was the incident in Garland, Texas, where two men opened fire at a venue where a contest was being held to draw images of the Prophet Muhammad. They were eventually killed by police. As these things were unfolding, were you having interactions with people who were responding to this news? And did you see that as an opportunity for you to present a different face, a better face of Islam?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a matter of, again, coming back to the basics and the mission and these types of things, and that's connecting with people, right? On one level, when I'm going to 50 mosques in the United States, those mosques have an opportunity to understand one another because everyone's in their own cocoons. I mean, that's just not even specific to the Muslim community here. Everybody is within their own cocoons, and as long as you have your own perspective, you're never going to be able to get the perspective of how other people live their lives. And that's where assumptions and perceptions and, you know, people start solidifying opinions and that kind of thing happens. And then on the inter level, you know, same thing. It's between the Muslim community and the non-Muslim community as well. It's the same principle that applies. As long as you don't go out there and educate yourself, and the best way to educate yourself is through interaction. You know, I actually look down upon members of my own community and members of any other community that want to push their agenda and anybody else's faith. So I, even in on my trip, I never came and said, hey, I'm Muslim, and I'm actually making the call of prayer across this space. It never happened. You know, it's always a smile. You know, hey, where are you from? Where are you going? You know, how's it living? You know, these type of things. So when these two things occurred, you know, one of the, actually a good friend of mine now that's a reporter for NBC asked me the same question. He asked me if I was aware on my travels that this verdict had taken place. So my answer to him, you know, is the same answer to you, is that the Islam which I know, that I believe in, and which I live by and I teach my children, is that we are against any and all acts of senseless violence. You know, people always talk about moderate Muslims not speaking out against radical behavior, you know, and I'm one of those that, you know, I'm going to leverage whatever spotlight I have to definitely say that I'm not going to use the word moderate. I'm going to use mainstream Islam speaks out against the very, very, very few people that would go ahead and take their skewed perception of Islam and use that to hurt innocent people. And there were Muslims also that were killed in that bombing as well. And so we condemn it. We speak out against it. And it's not just that particular incident. It would be from any group that does that to anybody, regardless of their political aspirations or their religious aspirations. Anyone who would cause that type of harm to people cannot be a friend of humanity.
What was an eye-opener for you? Were there things along the way that you learned about your own faith you hadn't thought of before? Were there things about yourself as you were meeting other people you had never considered before?
It was amazing. It was enlightening. It was exciting. It was frightening. It was anxiety-driven, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, I mean, it was something that it was everything it was supposed to be. Let's put it that way. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity to have met thousands of people in the span of a few weeks to be able to tell certain people about my faith in a manner in which they were interested, not me, you know, go ahead and forcing it onto them, you know, and to help people be able to tell their story. And the highlight of all of these things that I think really united at least my 50 communities, you know, is I brought the sermon, the last sermon of the prophet, peace be upon him, to each and every single one of, you know, these communities. And that sermon was mission critical, you know, for us, because in today's day and age where Islam is getting such a bad rap, you know, this sermon talks about, this is 1,500 years ago, racial equity, you know, social justice, gender equity, you know, a call for peace. All the things that Islam is ridiculed about, this addresses all of those things. And we're talking about 1,500 years ago. So it's important to remind yourself, like when everyone else is telling you that, you know, you're a bad guy, that look, no, you're not. You're actually not. You're supposed to be, you know, making the world a better place.
Jamil Syed is a Muslim muezzin, or caller to prayer. He has recently returned from his national tour visiting people in all 50 states to express a positive view of Islam. Jamil, thank you so much for your time today, and sounds like a great trip.
Thank you very much for having me and giving me the opportunity to relay some of the experiences. I really appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.